Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in. Run a little behind just after 5 o'clock here on a little bit of a gloomy, chilly Wednesday. I think the rain officially comes in tomorrow, so that's exciting. Getting ready for a hot weekend. Talked a lot of recruiting today, National Signing Day, if you haven't been paying any attention. Big day out on the West Coast, USC number one class, Oregon number two. Oregon State did a nice job. UW came in at 13th. So to me, from a national standpoint, at least out here on the West, very positive day. Even Washington State had a nice class. I still think the story of the day, I can't get over the Penn State thing. Like in all the years that I've been doing this, I just don't ever quite remember a program shooting themselves in the foot quite like Penn State. Penn State had two kids signed today. Mm-hmm. They had the 136th ranked recruiting class in the country.
And it was a top 10 class.
And I think 11 recruits officially flipped from Penn State to Virginia Tech and James Franklin.
Who were those two that stayed? Wow.
Yeah, I saw one edge rusher.
Okay.
One edge rusher ended up saying someone was like, yeah, that kid's going to go down as a legend for being like the one kid that decided to stick it out. And After yesterday, when Kalani Sitake officially turned them down, they don't have a head coach. They're the only big-time job that doesn't have a head coach, and I think they were the second. UCLA, I think, technically was the first to fire their coach, if you believe that UCLA is a big-time job. Penn State still doesn't have a guy. And pointed out, too, that Bob Chesney, who was the guy that took over for Kurt Cignetti at James Madison and has a good chance of being in the College Football Playoff, he wasn't even willing to wait around for Penn State. He took the UCLA job. He's from Pennsylvania. He played college football in Pennsylvania. Never seen anything like it in my entire life.
If I'm the school president, I fire the athletic director.
Yes.
That's done. Because you didn't have to fire him in the middle. In fact, he provides some stability for you. Even in that he's, by all accounts, a pretty good man and has done a pretty good job with pretty limited off-field issues throughout the Penn State tenure. And so you keep him and you do the work behind the scenes. I mentioned earlier in the show, I covered Washington State when they fired Paul Wolf. They hired Mike Leach very quickly, and it turned out they'd met with Mike Leach and agreed to the basic structure of a deal before Paul Wolf was fired. That's how you do that when you know it's coming.
Yeah.
So if you don't, if you're like rapidly reactionary to a coach having a 3-game losing streak or whatever, just be a little bit patient because you're not giving up anything to let him continue to coach for 2 more weeks while you go do the groundwork and make sure you hit the ground running. We're on 2 months now almost of them not having a coach, and it's the most crucial 2 months for the future of your program in that it's the 2 months before signing day.
And wait, by the way, wait till the transfer portal opens on January 2nd.
Oh, mass exodus.
And you have no kids that you signed and half your roster says bye.
They're going to be Hokies, man.
It's unbelievable.
I read yesterday that they had actually kicked the tires on Will Stein and already interviewed him earlier this year. Penn State did, and they had come back with the feeling that he was too raw.
Yeah.
How you feeling now, Nittany Lions? You should have pulled the damn trigger.
They let Will Stein out the door. They let Brian Hartline out the door. Apparently, they weren't willing to give him a good enough look. They lost Chesney because they were waiting on Kalani Sitake, who, by the way, let me point out that BYU has never paid anyone any amount of money, and you couldn't get the BYU coach out because the Crumble Cookie guy, the guy that started Crumble Cookies, stepped up and was like, we'll pay Kalani. And then they had like a guy that started a nutrition bar company. He said, we'll give BYU like $15 million a year in NIL to spend. And Kalani was like, all right, I'll stay.
Turn
put.
The machine to 30% less frosting. We've got to save some money for Kalani.
Did you see what James Franklin posted today? In one of the greatest trolls of all time. So this is important because it was subtle. So Kalani Sitake was supposedly halfway out the door. Right, Penn State believed that after the last game of, basically after the Big 12 title game this week, that they could announce Kalani Sitake as their next head coach. Well, turns out Kalani goes back to BYU and says, "Hey, like I need like they're offering me $11 million a year. They're offering me the NIL budget or whatever." And BYU is like, "Oh man." So BYU goes to the boosters. They go to this nutrition guy, and they go to the crumble cookie guy, and they go to the church and like, hey, can we come up with a competitive offer? And they get it. So Kalani stays. James Franklin flips 11 Penn State commits today. And on his Twitter thing, like where he's posting about what a great signing day it is, guess what their dessert was? Crumble cookies.
So
he put out a big box of crumble cookies.
That's amazing. If you want context for how far they've fallen, from the way they've handled this situation, let's go back to the Jerry Sandusky situation.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the other time in Penn State history where you could see a mass exodus in recruiting. That year, their recruiting class, knowing likely sanctions were coming and just the scandal of that and how gross that situation and unfortunate that situation was, Penn State's class fell to 20 commits, 47th nationally. And that was a spiral.
Yes.
47.
That was like
20 kids.
20 kids.
This class, 135th. They went up one spot.
Well, they still had a coach.
I just checked it.
Yeah, they had a coach during that first one, Nemec. So, no one right now. It's kind of a problem.
James Franklin, by the way,
at that time they had a coach who had pooped his pants, and this time they clearly have an athletic department that pooped their pants.
I just have never seen self-inflicted wounds quite like this. So they have reached out supposedly now to hire, and this isn't counting the guys, like I said, that they just let off the hook, whether that's Hartline or Will Stein, that they thought were too good for those guys. They went after Matt Rhule. Matt Rhule said no. Sitake said no. Signetti said no. Elko said no. Drinkwitz said no. Clark Lee said no. Jeff Brom from Louisville said no.
Yeah.
And they lost that. James Madison's coach from Pennsylvania said yes to UCLA, no to Penn State.
It's getting so bad they might just call a dude named James Madison and say, this has worked out, why not? There are two factors here that we're not considering. One, Jimmy Sexton, the super agent for James Franklin, is also an agent for a lot of people, including Nick Saban and others.
Yeah.
If you're not on his good side, he can make things very difficult for you. So I think that might be part of it. The other thing is, they could go to the NFL ranks at this point.
You may have to.
Well, I think they will. Well, and I think the name to watch here is Brian Daboll.
Brian Daboll. Tomlin addressed it today because Ben Roethlisberger threw out Mike Tomlin's name, and Tomlin hates when people throw out his name for college.
Well, yeah.
And Tomlin gets pissed.
Well, it's insulting.
Yes.
He's a successful head football coach in the NFL.
Mike Tomlin came out today at his presser and just lit up a reporter that brought it up and said
he should,
and said there is no booster with a big enough check to make that happen.
No. Why would you go from one of the most storied franchises in the NFL to Penn State? It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
The other piece here is they're not totally done for. You know, I go back to, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, I go back to Oregon when they went through a coaching search for basketball and they wanted Tom Izzo. And then they went through like seven candidates.
Patino and all those guys, all the big
3 weeks of it. And people went, Oregon's screwed. What are they going to do? Oh my gosh, they can't hire a coach. And they hired this coach from Creighton who was a pretty good X's and O's coach,
but really
wasn't the biggest name, Dana Altman. And that worked out other than this year swimmingly. So it's still possible they land this plane, but you have fumbled a major part of the calendar, and it will take a toll on this program.
You were a couple plays away from playing for a national title last year. You went in as the odds-on favorite to win the Big Ten and one of the three favorites to win a national championship, and you were one play away, one fourth down away from beating Oregon in that game.
Yeah.
And look at where you are now.
And Drew Aller did get hurt. And we can say whatever we want, but you lose your starting quarterback to an injury for the season. That changes things. And I think a lot of people now expect winning and progress in a program to be linear.
Yeah.
Okay, we're one win better, we're two wins better than we were the year before. But there are ebbs and flows to that.
Yeah.
And if you look at this Penn State team coming into the year, you could talk me into Abdul Carter as an edge rusher was such a focal point that it elevated the defense, and that Tyler Warren, especially against USC last year, was the focal point of their offense, and that they were rebuilding to some extent on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
So to fire a coach who has been completely stable and made you securely the fourth best brand in the Big Ten because he had a bad few weeks, in the moment, you and I both said, this is insane.
Couldn't understand it.
I don't get it. And so to not, and then the only, and I think you said, if they have a plan, if they have a guy in place.
That's what I thought.
Then it makes some sense. You can excuse it.
I had to believe that behind the scenes, they had a big name lined up. Right? Like when LSU fired Brian Kelly, they knew that Lane Kiffin wanted that job. And I just assumed it was someone like that.
Right. Like in theory, they're going to get Lane Kiffin or they're going to get Kirk Cignetti.
Someone
ready to go.
Someone said Oregon killed Penn State football. It kind of did.
Yeah.
It kind of did.
Started
like,
it.
I'm surprised that Oregon fan, because look, say what you will about Duck fan. And I know, like, I'm not trying to throw any shade. They can be quite petty. Again, see Dirt. Dirt openly admits that he's about as petty as it becomes. I think that's why a lot of people, like Duck fan, rubs them the wrong way. I'm surprised that Oregon fan hasn't done like an Eminem Machine Gun Kelly sort of thing. Like Eminem ruins careers. I feel like Dan Lanning and Oregon may have just broken, like Batman Bane style. They may have just broken spirit or body of Penn State, and now there's just nothing left.
You know the meme where death is just going in the doors and there's a blood trail?
Yes.
That should be Dan Lanning's face on that with the scythe. You know, he's got the scythe. Isn't it a Sith or scythe?
Scythe, whatever it is.
He's carrying it.
Yeah.
And it would be Oregon State with Trent Bray on there. It would be Mike Gundy with Oklahoma State's face on there, and it would be Penn State with James Franklin's face on the door, because they have caused destruction at three programs this year.
It's kind of incredible to just think. I wonder if the AD at Penn State sitting there and they're like, what was it, 4th and 6 or whatever with that Oregon converted, 4th and whatever, and that the over. 1 4th down stop.
Yes.
You want to talk about like the sliding door and how the worlds could be different if you hit the baseball versus 4th and 6.
Yeah.
4th and 6.
Football is a game of inches.
It is. It is the definition of a game of inches. If you're a Penn State fan today, you are just sitting there. I can only imagine like what diehard Penn State like sports talk radio is out there right now.
Why don't we have James Franklin still? I think that's the major sentiment. Like, why did we start this?
We never
should have.
I still think. I think if you get a Brian Dable,
I think you're
maybe okay. Yeah. Dable's a good coach. He wasn't right for the Giants, but he's a good coach.
Yeah. He's a good coordinator. From what I've read, that dude.
Dude, to go from the New York Giants head coach to a college head coach, that's like being a good coordinator in the NFL. It's a huge step down. He'll be fine.
And you get to pick your players.
Yes.
I get that.
It's a lot harder to succeed in the NFL than it is in college.
I think Dable would do a phenomenal job.
I've been a douche to work with for 15 years, though.
You can be a douche in college. Trust me.
Okay.
Trust me. Like 90% of the college coaches are giant douchebags. See Brian
Urban
Kelly.
Meyer went to the Dolphins and kicked a player and no one heard a peep.
Yeah.
In college for years. Well, Dable's like kind of spiky attitude, he'll be just fine.
Well, and Dable was the offensive coordinator at Alabama and won a national championship. So, you know.
Yeah, he's good.
Nick Saban farted on him once and he won a national title. Therefore, I mean, he understands the college game. The one guy in the NFL, I know Tomlin got insulted, but I've said this for like 15 years. And I saw him up close and personal, and the guy who I always thought, because he's not going to get a job in the NFL because of, well, lawsuits, but I really think the guys that I was around, he was the smartest football guy I've ever been around. Like, he has forgotten more about football than I will ever know.
Yeah.
He was Sean McVay level smart.
Yeah.
And he is whatever you think of him, he is a monster personality. He gets people's attention, and I think...
Chucky, baby.
There you go.
Chucky.
I think John Gruden... And he's kind of talked about it because he knows he wants to coach. He wakes up at like 3 a.m. and watches film every day. The NFL isn't calling. I know Penn State, like there's probably other, you know, ways to go at this point. Again, the Brian Daboll thing, but dude, if I was a mid-level program, I would 100%.
Oh, for sure.
Go get John Gruden.
I would too.
I just think that guy, if he committed to it and knows that this is his last chance, I believe that John Gruden could do a hammer job. All that fired up Dan Lanning stuff in the video, John Gruden can do that and then some.
Yeah, if you're trending in the wrong direction, like a Michigan State.
Go get him.
Why not?
Go get him.
Because it's even if you get a B-plus hire, even an A-minus hire, dude, they're going to be gone in a couple years to get out of there. Gruden might hang around and coach you.
Dude, I watched that guy walk in the middle of NFL two-a-days, which if you want to talk about, and now it's a little different, they don't really have those, but in the dog days of that, when you have a group of grown men that do not want to be there, I watched that dude come in, literally kick open a door, knock over a chair, and he came in and he said something to the effect, I can't say the whole thing, but he goes, you bleepity bleep, I need some mother bleeping authentic enthusiasm right now, and if you don't have authentic enthusiasm, you better effing fake it. And he like, and I thought that was like one of my favorite lines
it's
ever.
Cool.
I need some genuine effing enthusiasm. And if you don't have it, you better fake it.
That's cool.
Or he said, I am going to be so far up your, and all that day. And we went from having like three straight crap practices in a row.
Buy-in immediate.
We went out that day and I'm telling you, there was a pep in people's steps. And he did that periodically throughout the season. I watched him do that with grown men that it's hard to motivate. I'm telling you, that guy in a room full of dumb 18-year-old kids, you know, that are easily, you know, influenced.
They buy in quick. People thought Willie Taggart had a magic elixir for a little bit because he had a personality.
Yeah.
So they buy in pretty quick.
Gruden has a personality.
Right. And actually has the knowledge to back
yes.
it up.
Yes. So smart. All right. We come back. Maybe shift gears. We got a little NFL news and notes. Primetime here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Someone said, I would love more Gruden story. Guy is fascinating. It's true. He is one of the more interesting coaches that I've ever been around. And I just think there's a place in college football for interesting guys. I mean, like, half of college football, I'm convinced, is not having, like, X's and O's. It's about talent acquisition.
Yes.
The NFL is about X's and O's because all the players are essentially equal.
Well, look, look at the big players.
Yes.
Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan do not blow you, blow you away. Yeah. Sean McVay is interesting, but yes. Kyle Shanahan's not at all. Those guys win. Bill Belichick.
Yes.
That's not a force of personality. No. He's an X's and O's guy.
You know, so when you look at a guy like what Brian Flores can do with from a defensive standpoint, or Vic Fangio, like, the NFL is set up to be NASCAR, where all the cars are the same.
Yeah.
I mean, it's meant to be that way.
Right.
And obviously, based on roster construction, not all teams are equal, but you can't stockpile talent, right? You don't get to pick your, you know, all the best players. Like, there's a system. That's why, like, on any given day, we can have the Carolina Panthers beating the Rams and the, you know, the Broncos damn near going down to, you know, who do they almost lose to? We almost had,
The Patriots lost to the Raiders in week one.
Yeah, I was trying to think. This in one week, we had the Panthers beat the Rams, and the Broncos almost went down to another.
The Commanders. It was a one-point win in OT.
Yeah, to the Commanders. That was the Mariota game. He gets it over the outstretched hand, and it's a walk-in two-point conversion. That doesn't happen in college.
Right.
No offense, but when Oregon walks on the field against Northwestern, that game isn't in doubt. So I'm not taking anything away from college coaches' acumen, right? Tosh Lapoy is a very smart guy. Dan Lanning's a very smart guy. James Franklin's a smart guy, so on and so forth. But the brightest minds are in the NFL because you're forced to be the brightest minds. In college, if you can acquire talent, 90% of your games, you have an advantage that just doesn't exist anywhere else. So it really is just, X's and O's matters way more in the NFL than it does in college. So if you ask me, would I want a hammer recruiter, team culture builder, or the smartest man in football to be my college coach? I want the recruiter.
Yes.
I want the dynamic personality. In the NFL, I don't care. Bill Belichick might have the most boring, bland personality, but that son of a gun knew how to coach a football team.
And guess what? It didn't translate to North Carolina because he didn't have the players that some of those other teams had.
Yes.
And I'll do you one better.
And he won't get the players because he's not going to have a personality to deal with that.
In college, the dynamic personality, people think of it from a recruiting standpoint, which is true. It has dual purpose. It also gets boosters excited who then give you money to buy more players.
Yeah.
Like, having a big personality and an intriguing personality in college football works on both fronts. It's like getting higher draft picks because those boosters will give you more money. And again, with that money, you can buy better players. So that personality piece has dual meaning in college. In the NFL, you have a great personality. If you don't know what you're talking about, players they don't care.
No.
They're multimillionaires. Yeah. I make more money than you. I could beat you up. I'm bigger than you.
Trade me. Yeah. And by the way, there is an element of that coming to college. Well, we were talking to Lanning a few weeks ago, and we kind of mentioned the new era. There is a player empowerment movement.
Yes.
In the world of college football. I think it's why you saw Nick Saban. I think it's why you saw Chris Peterson. They just were like, you know what? We're not doing this. Nick is a very heavy-handed guy, and he saw the writing on the wall. Not going to be able to stockpile the talent. He's not going to have all the resources that he used to have. And he just was like, dude, we're not doing this, right? I'm now going to be playing with one hand tied behind my back. And I asked Landon about it because I said, when you were at Georgia coming up versus now, and he said something to the effect of, it used to be that you made the players bend to you, and now. And that's a paraphrase. He basically said your players had to adapt to you.
Right.
I think it was better, not bend, but I think adapt. I think is something
they had to fit your system, or it was going to be tough.
And he said nowadays it's way more you have to adapt to your players because if you are a hard ass on a player that doesn't want to be coached hard, or you're soft on a guy that does want to be coached hard, at the end of the year that kid will go and find somewhere else.
And get paid to do it.
And get paid to do it.
Yeah.
So there's this, there is an element of that NFL style that's coming in. And I do think there's a place for the heavy-handed coach, and there's a place for the taskmaster and the disciplinarian. All that stuff is true. But I do think the world of college football is evolving, and that just old school sort of Bobby Knight, just fire-breathing, a-hole Woody Hayes, Bo Schembechler stuff, I think that stuff's dinosaur. And maybe it works at lower levels, but when you're competing with the big boys, I'm just not certain how well that plays anymore.
And I think when we look back, I think we'll almost have to do two different Mount Rushmores of coaching.
Yeah.
Because I think you could make a strong argument that Urban Meyer in this era, and it hasn't been that long, would not fit in as well.
Yeah.
And Nick Saban would not win at the same clip because Vanderbilt's better because they got five stars too now. And the guys that rise to the top, I don't think Mario Cristobal would have been particularly successful in the 80s. I don't. Because the recruiting piece wouldn't have mattered that much. And then he just gets beat because he's not that good a coach.
He's not. Yeah. He's a great example of a guy that, from a football standpoint, certainly lacks, but he wins 10 games every year because he's great at acquiring talent and building a solid program.
Right.
But when it comes to actually winning games and the acumen of it, we all know that Mario lacks. I mean, it's his Achilles heel.
Yeah.
And it shows up every year.
And I think you look at why these guys pay a ton of money sometimes for these coaches that maybe they don't, it's not that they don't work out. They don't quite hit the highs. Like, to me, Lincoln Riley actually works better in the old era. Because if you gave him most of the players at USC and he could have a top 10 class and the talent wasn't all spread out, his system works really well.
Yeah.
It's that his teams don't have a ton of discipline. He doesn't have control over, you know, he doesn't have that dynamic personality, so he doesn't have control over the boosters, so they're kind of doing things separately. And because they're not all rowing in the same direction, it doesn't quite work. And because so many different people, boosters, players, all have power now, and Riley doesn't have a stranglehold on that thing at USC, it feels like there are little fractures and fissures in what they're doing. Whereas I think in the 90s, when there was only the coach's word, right? Like, the portal was a bad thing. It means you failed. Yeah. Kids didn't transfer.
No.
If he could hang on to his guys, I think Lincoln Riley's a really good X's and O's coach. It's all the other stuff that gets that much harder in this era when so many other people have influence and power that he struggles. Whereas Lanning, I think, is actually an expert in a lot of those areas, and you see Oregon excelling in some areas that USC is not.
Yeah. All right, we come back. There is some must-win football games. In fact, I think there's one coming up. To me, it's the game of the week. I think it's an elimination game. I think you lose this game, playoffs go bye-bye. And if you win it, I think you hold on to some chances. So a really hammer week.
Are we doing NFL talk?
We're going to do some NFL.
Oh, my sports pants runneth over.
We're going to do some NFL. When we come back here, though, the Schnitzel Wolf with an update. Welcome in. We've had a busy day. Heavy college football. It's National Signing Day. So, I mean, that kind of is a big deal. Plus, there's so much Lane Kiffin and college football playoff crap that we can get into. I mean, at the end of the day, at the end of this week, we find out who's in, who's out. Although, like, you kind of read in between the lines, it sure feels like Notre Dame is getting ready to get screwed by Miami, which I don't think is screwed. Notre Dame is going to get bumped, and Miami is going to get in, and it's going to be glorious.
Stop talking about it until we place our bet.
Well, which one lost to the other?
Miami beat Notre Dame.
There we go.
But Notre Dame is higher than Miami in the rankings. And we both looked at it and said, we should bet on Miami. Because if they're next to each other, huge assist to Dave Bartu.
Yeah.
They're not going to put Notre Dame in ahead of Miami.
And the odds already are plummeting.
They were plus 590. Yeah, and I said, hey, I don't have access to a college football betting account. Can you please do this for me? And he keeps not doing it. He's like, I forgot to check. And I'm like, dude, this is a lay-in. This is our Christmas money. We've talked about it like three times.
I'm terrible.
What are the odds now?
I'll look it up during the break. I'll look on my bet online.
You've cost me tens of dollars.
You can only make like $5 on it now, probably.
It's a guarantee. I'll just let you know right now. Whatever you can place this bet, as long as BYU doesn't beat Texas Tech, Miami is going and Notre Dame is going home.
Because they'll be next to each other.
Well, and the committee already basically
said.
Yeah, they've hinted at it. That once they're side by side, it's easy to compare. So. Yeah. But I'll switch gears to the NFL. I saw two things. First off, did you see the ratings for the Thanksgiving Day football games?
I didn't.
Oh my God.
Sure, they were popping.
48 million people.
Wow, that's a lot.
Tuned in to the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions.
That's huge. That's a huge number.
Yes. So, like, 48 million people. And I want you to realize that the Cowboys and the Chiefs, which was later in the day, drew 57.5 million people.
Good grief.
Whoa. You want to talk about, like, I just think it's adorable, and I get it. There's, like, we're an NBA market, and, like, Danny loves the NBA and, like, the NBA, like, Christmas stuff. And I just think it's adorable when anyone, and I mean anyone, tries to think that they are going to do anything to the NFL. Anything at all. 50. When I saw the Packers number at 48, I was like, oh my God. And then I saw the Chiefs number and I just started laughing. I mean, Jesus could come down and give a press conference and I don't think it would get 57 million people. I really don't. I think people would be like, ah, you know what? I'll check it out on YouTube. Like, yeah, we'll see what happens.
I refuse to have fun with you in this segment because I just looked up the odds.
It plummeted, huh?
It shifted quite a
bit. Oh, yeah. What are they?
So yesterday it was like, what, almost plus 600, right? Almost plus 600 for Miami.
Miami's down to plus 425.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, 430.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
They're still plus money?
They're plus
money. Oh, big time. They're behind Notre Dame.
Miami will get in. Okay. And again, if BYU wins, which they won't, but if they do, then they're both out and BYU and Texas Tech.
If they're next to each other in the rankings, the committee will face so much backlash.
Yeah.
That it will be bad.
Yes.
And they've even already hinted.
They've hinted at it.
That things could change and head to head would be a factor.
Yes.
Well, that's dog whistling Notre Dame, Miami. It couldn't mean anyone.
I am telling you right now. Dave was the first one to alert me to this, but the fact that Alabama and Notre Dame flipped and they put Alabama at 9, Notre Dame, and then Miami, they're lining it up. Alabama's fine no matter what. They're in. Unless, I guess, there's just some sort of catastrophe and they lose by 60.
Yeah, yeah.
Alabama's already in, no matter what, and they're just getting ready to give Notre Dame the FU, and they're going to say, you were ahead until we put you side by side, and at the end of the year, the resumes are the same.
Head-to-head matters most. Head-to-head matters most. You guys were right next to each other. It wasn't a three-way tie. It was head-to-head.
It's coming.
So can we get this done?
Good. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
God. Because this should be Miami and Notre Dame should probably be, because let's be reasonable. Notre Dame is ahead of them in the rankings.
Yes.
I think it would be fair to say Notre Dame is minus 180 to make the playoff.
Yeah.
And Miami's what, like plus 165. That's what it should be.
Yes.
And instead it's Miami plus 430, which again is scraping off plus 200 off of that we could have had yesterday.
I am sitting here right now in my Bet Online account seeing where I can find this. We can bet on Kennesaw State versus Jacksonville State if you want.
Hard pass.
Come on, minus 110, Kennesaw State, 2.5, let's go. Troy James Madison, that's 23.5 point spread on that one. Yeah, all right. Well, I'll find that over the break. But I did want to mention in the NFL, because the ratings are huge, there is I think there's potentially the game of the year here. You have maybe the hottest team right now that people are talking about, and the Cowboys, 6-5-1. Now, the Cowboys probably on the outside looking in. The Cowboys essentially have to be perfect. Like, there is, like, we're down here into the final four or five weeks. There just isn't any room for error. And the Cowboys have the Lions, the Vikings, the Chargers, Commanders, and Giants, right? If they can get by the Lions, Vikings, bad team, Chargers, we don't know what's happening with Justin Herbert, Commanders suck, Giants suck. If the Cowboys beat the Lions, yeah, dude, look out.
I know.
The Cowboys may have a little something here. Now, if they lose to the Lions, Cowboys are done. The other one to keep in mind here is the Lions, who are sitting at 7-5. If the Lions lose this game to the Cowboys and they go to 7-6, I don't think the Lions are making the playoffs. Because they still have
my preseason prediction because of the brain drain.
Because of the brain drain. Remember, they after this, they still have the Rams, and then they get the Steelers and Vikings, which whatever, and then they finish up with the Bears. But you look at the playoff picture, I don't think the Lions can afford to lose to the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is a loser-go-home elimination sort of game. And we're going to start getting into these situations now where some of these games are going to have this sort of connotation to it, where you don't have one team, you have both that absolutely need this game. And the other good one, too, is Colts-Jags. I mean, both sitting there at 8-4. Now, those are teams that are going to make the playoffs, but someone's got to win that division. And we may eventually looking at a team, we may look at three teams from the crappy NFC South that end up making the postseason. There is a path for the Jags, the Colts, and the Texans.
I don't think
all
the Colts
are
making the playoffs. Look at it.
Yeah, you're an anti-Colts guy.
They have about a 68% chance of making the playoffs. They have to play at the Jags. Then they're at Seattle. That's not, I mean, they're going to be an underdog in that game.
Yep.
They play the Niners, who for some reason, despite having half their roster hurt, are playing pretty good football. They play the Jags again, and they finish at Houston. That's tough.
Yeah, it's tough.
They could go 0-5. None of those games are gimmies. Let's put it that way. It's unlikely they go 0-5, but none of those games are gimmies.
I just think this is a hammer week. And the other one,
it's
to
a
keep,
great week.
The other one to keep an eye on is, you mentioned like what a shock it would be for the Colts and the Lions to not make the postseason. The Chiefs are sitting at 6-6.
Yes.
Essentially have to be perfect. So Josh Simmons, their left tackle, the rookie out of Ohio State, who's done a nice job for them, is out. Mm-hmm. Broken wrist, is done, not playing. So you get now the backup and already the crappy right tackle for the Chiefs, which has been problematic for a number of years, and you get to host the red-hot Houston Texans with those two defensive ends. This is another one. I think this is an elimination game. The Texans have to be able to keep pace with the Colts and the Jags. I don't think they can afford to go to 7-6. And the Chiefs, despite what Andy Reid says, that they're going to tickle their tonsils, I think if the Chiefs lose this, I think the Chiefs are missing the postseason. So I think this is another one of those elimination games. I would make the argument this is, up to this point, this is going to be as good a week of football as we've seen all year. Because not only do we have great games, but we have great games with serious implications.
Yeah, I think this is shaping up to be the most dramatic week of the season so far. Yeah. I mean, not only obviously are more things on the line, as you mentioned, there are a couple of huge games. And I think as you get closer to the playoffs, the longer we go where we don't go, yep, it's that team that's the favorite.
Yeah.
All these games feel like they have more meaning. If we've got a shot to make the playoffs, I feel like I'm watching everyone's tryout to be the, actually, we belong in that discussion too. And how wonky is it in this season that the Bengals are actually not that far out of the playoff picture, as disastrous as their season's been? That's how topsy-turvy the NFL's been. They've looked like a team that's going to get the number one pick, and what are they, a game back of the Steelers at this point?
Well, I brought it
it's
up.
It's nuts.
And I can't necessarily fault them for it because they had just been so bad. But they lost to the Patriots 26-20. I don't know, giving up 26 points isn't like the best defensive performance in the world, because like Cincinnati's defense historically through much of this year has been the worst defense in NFL history. Since they started keeping track of these things, this is a historically bad Cincinnati defense. And that defense held New England to 26 points. And that was a one-score game into the fourth quarter. They sat Joe Burrow in that game, even though he was ready to go. They were like, well, you know, We won three games. It doesn't really matter. Like, we'll sit him. They even asked Joe Burrow, and he goes, hey, I want to play, but like, we're trying to be smart about this. Well, lo and behold, they lose that game by 6 points. You got to believe that if Joe Burrow plays in that game, they have at least a better than average chance of scoring 7 more points and potentially beating the New England Patriots, right? And then the very next week, what does Cincinnati go out and do? Dude, they hammer the Ravens. Had they won that game against the Patriots, the Bengals would be 1 game behind in that division. And would honestly have a path. Someone in that crappy ass division is going to win. You have the Ravens at 6-6, the Steelers at 6-6, and the Ravens are 4-8. They would be 5-7. They would be a game back in that division, in theory, had they chosen to play Joe Burrow. I mean, there's no way to know that, but that's one, if you're Cincinnati, you kind of sit there and you're like, man, hindsight being 2020. I mean, it's just that kind of weird year in the NFL.
It is. And I think that speaks to your point that as we get close to the playoffs, we're going to continue to say, this game means a lot. Oh my gosh, this game means a lot. One, all these teams are pretty close. Two, it does feel like even the best teams in the NFL week to week are honestly trying out to be like, can we consistently be this good? Because look at the Rams. We would have said, what, 6 days ago, 7 yeah. days ago, well, the Rams are playing the best football in the NFL
best team
right
in
now,
football.
Hands down. They just lost to the Panthers.
Yeah.
So no one's consistently running together 3 weeks of looking dominant.
Nope. And 57 million people tune in to watch an NFL game. That's half a Super Bowl. Half a Super Bowl tuned in over Thanksgiving. When anyone tells you the NFL is king, we put a bow on this thing when we come back. Primetime here on The Fan. We have more dumb NBA drama because, of course, we do. First off, the Blazers are kind of hammering the Cavs, so go Zers. But, you know, Giannis is dominating the NBA headlines because, of course, he is. The only time anyone talks about the NBA was when there's drama. So it came out today. Obviously, he requested a trade at the start of the year to the Knicks, and then he decided that he, you know, would stick it out with Milwaukee, and now they're exploring trade opportunities. He apparently has a fake leg injury. He went down with a non-contact injury against the Pistons, and boy, it looks...
Did you watch it?
It looks so fake.
Okay, I didn't know you were going to talk about this,
and
I watched
so
it during the break.
Fake.
It's the fakest looking injury I've seen in college
right?
football.
Like, if you did this, this was like back, like, Cal Chip Kelly days, Stanford. Oh, my leg. It's so bad.
It looks really bad. It looks really bad.
Dude, it's like...
I had no idea this is what you were going to talk about, and I almost was going to just interrupt what you did to be like, you have to watch Giannis go down, because there's no... He, like, skip falls down.
And then he has, like, this weird, like, exasperated look on his face.
Like, oh, no.
Oh,
what happened?
Didn't we just watch him play his last game for Milwaukee?
And how great is this? Portland owns the Bucks picks. I mean, if this thing implodes, Portland could be in great shape.
It's comical. I did not want Giannis to end up like this. He seemed like one of the genuine, like, good dudes. There was a little bit, it's like, I get why Lillard wanted out of Portland, but
yeah,
you know, it was kind of a bummer to see him have to go through that, because I always thought Lillard was just, he was like a cut above, and I get why you do it. You hate when, like, guys that you really like and respect go through the whole, I can't be here, I don't want to be here. I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But it's, boy. And if he's really hurt, my apologies. But boy, that looks like an absolute can of corn.
You know what? Not my apologies. Go down with a little more oomph if you're hurt.
Yeah, he needs some better acting. Even getting up and, like, walking it off, it looks like a little kid. Like when a little kid falls on a playground and like you're waiting for the dad to come along and be like, dude, get up. You're fine. Tough it out. But speaking of like bad draft picks, the Clippers today got rid of Chris Paul. They told him to just go home.
Yeah, that was a weird deal.
He's like, hey man, you stayed at the party too long. The Clippers are like 5-16. They're like the third worst team in the NBA.
Really bad.
You know the Thunder have their pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the Thunder, who I believe are like 18-1. It's something ridiculous like that, by the way. The only loss to your Zers.
Yes, sir.
They're 21-1. They're 21-1. The defending champs, they could end up with a top three pick in next year's NBA draft.
In a loaded draft next year.
Thanks to the crappy ass LA Clippers. And that's just nuts.
A lot of dysfunction there.
Dude, get ready for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Not one, not two, not three. In an era where you're not supposed to stockpile a talent, dude, they are set up for like the next 20 years. It's freaking nuts.
First time you saw Chet as a prospect,
yeah,
were you like,
I didn't get it.
That dog won't hunt.
Yeah. I remember seeing him coming out of high school when he was going to Gonzaga. My buddy is a big Gonzaga guy. Went there and went to law school there. And so I try to follow Gonzaga basketball. Yeah, he's always watching it. So I remember seeing, he's from like Minnesota or something. Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember seeing like that he was like one of the number one players. I remember looking at him and being like, what?
Shaq would put him in his teeth and use him like a toothpick.
Well, he looks like that weird kid from the Burbs. Like he just.
That's not nice.
He is. Looks like one of the Klopex.
That's not okay.
And I was like, that kid? That kid's like the one of the best players in the country.
And then have you heard him talk?
No, I don't know if
he's
I've
just
ever
been around a lot of.
Yeah,
he uses a lot of
slang
that doesn't seem to fit.
Yeah, well, I've seen him like he does those commercials now with Shay and with J-Dub. He does those commercials where he's kind of like, you know, he's making the best of what he's got. You know, he kind of hip hops himself out a little bit. Yeah. I think he likes the culture.
Yeah,
you know, he
leans in.
He's gonna have that black girlfriend effect. You ever see those? You get.
Have you seen Travis Kelce?
Yeah,
with his. Yeah. Yeah. Holy cow.
It's a whole thing. Like, if you look at it, there's the black girl effect is hilarious because it shows, like, you'll see, like, a nerdy-looking white guy, and then, like...
Now, be careful here.
Well, no. It's, like, a nerdy-looking white guy.
I feel seen in this moment.
And then you see him, and he's with a black girlfriend, yes. And all of a sudden, he starts looking much better.
You think I haven't seen that? You know how many different times I dress in any way attempting to look stylish, and I immediately get bombarded with my friends sending me Travis Kelce with Kayla Nicole or whatever her name is, compared to now looking like a Boy Meets World character grown up with Taylor Swift?
It's tough out there.
It's hard out there for a pimp.
It's hard out there. All right, I got Drunken Raccoon news. I got bear stuff. All kinds of things in the club. I guess it's just the club. I still want to call it Club 1080, but it's not Club 1080 anymore because, well, we're on 105.1, so just the club. Coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.